the Ortho PAC, hosted by Sam Dyer. Welcome to the Ortho PAC, where we discuss up-to-date orthopedic topics for the busy clinician. I invite you to sit back and relax as I attempt to fill in the gaps between education, current events, and real-world practice.
Today's guest is Rich Merklinger from Ethicon J&J, he's the Vice President of Global Education Solutions. Rich, welcome.
Thank you. Looking forward to talking with you today.
Tell us a little bit about your background. Lacrosse was a big part of it, I saw.
Sure. So yeah, I'm from New Jersey, and my wife and I are both from New Jersey. We moved a couple of times for different career opportunities to Pittsburgh and Chicago. I went to college in Boston at Boston College. And you know, started my career shortly thereafter, and you know, got into the medical device business at Ethicon just about 20 years ago. You know, coming from an athletic background, there were some similarities in terms of just work ethic and being part of a team that appealed to me, and that's given me, you know, real nice career opportunity with J&J over the years. And I've spent my time in sales, marketing, you know, and training in various capacities over that time. It's been a lot of fun. It's something I really enjoy doing. You know, back to your question about lacrosse in my background, you know, it's you know, a sport that I played growing up. I was fortunate enough to play in high school and college, and our children play today. I still do some coaching, you know, with many of our local club and rec programs. So it's a big part of our life and something I really enjoy, you know, passing on to our kids. Mm-hmm. Something I enjoy also, you know, staying involved in over the years.
Yeah, you know, locally, I see kids' lacrosse injuries all the time, and I don't know if it's a North Carolina thing, but young women do not have to wear protective gear on their arms playing lacrosse. And I've never understood that, you know. If somebody's going to whack you with a stick, don't you want to have a pad on? I mean, come on, people. But maybe
yeah,
it's just
right.
A North Carolina thing. I don't know.
No, the girls game and the boys game are set up a little bit differently in that in the girls game, you're not allowed to have the physical checking like you would in the boys game. They allow a little more checking as the girls get older, but that the heavy physical nature of the boys game that a lot of people compare to, let's say, ice hockey, you know, that's where a lot of the protective equipment, the helmets, the face guards, arm pads, shoulder pads, et cetera, really come in.
Right. Oh, and I meant to mention this. Your Eagles have a test this weekend. You know, got UNC coming up, so we're going to have to keep an eye on
that.
Should be good.
Should be a real good game. Both teams are looking pretty good.
Yeah. You know, I looked at your background and stuff of the corporate ladder like you were talking about. Just curious, how did you get from sales and marketing to education? And how does that play into your current role?
That's a great question. I've always had a passion for coaching and training and teaching, you know, and as I mentioned earlier, I still enjoy coaching, you know, to this day with my kids and others. In a prior life, I actually did some teaching, and I've kind of always had this real interest in the educational field. So, you know, for me, you know, coming through my career, the opportunity to spend time in sales and be very close to our customers, as well as being in marketing, thinking about our overall business strategy, both from a U.S. market perspective, as well as from a global perspective, and then the ability to round that out by being in training and education, you know, it's really given me a unique perspective on the business. And when I think about sales, marketing, and education or training, I followed all the way through, and I think about the success of our business and some of the critical pillars and some of the critical things that we know we need to do right. Mm-hmm. And it starts with having great people, you know, hiring and retaining and training great people. It starts with, you know, second, having great products in the marketplace, from an innovation perspective, from an evidence perspective, but ultimately, you know, having products that are reliable and do what they say they're going to do. And then the third piece of that is having great programs for our customers to be trained and for our salespeople to learn about the clinical and non-clinical aspects of our devices. You know, so I round all that out with thinking about having great people, having great products, and having great programs in which to train them as, mm-hmm. you know, the three critical components of the business.
Right. Absolutely. And you have a background in all three. So if we switch gears, I just want to ask you about Ethicon's commitment to PA education. Some of your educational team and I met, I think last year at our annual meeting, and, you know, Ethicon had mentioned how much they want to focus on PA education. Just for our listeners, I mean, why PAs?
That's another very good question. So when we think about the PA community overall, you know, within Ethicon and with our Johnson & Johnson Institute, our customer training arm of the business, you know, we realize that PAs, you know, can be an overserved population or underserved population, excuse me, as it relates to engagement with industry, as it relates to the training they receive. The PA community, you know, latest estimates that I've seen, you know, upwards of 15,000 just in the ortho and spine community alone. And this group, you know, for us at Ethicon, you know, is one that has increasing responsibility in and out of the operating room. We've heard, you know, from some that there are limited hands-on training opportunities. And what we've come to realize is that the PA is playing a critical role across the patient care continuum. And as it relates to some of the devices that we bring to market, specifically around hemostasis, you know, where we stop bleeding, or, you know, products that are used and designed for wound closure and surgical closure, are the ones that PAs are very interested in learning more about, you know, because a lot of times those latest and greatest techniques in, let's say, wound closure are the ones that the patient ultimately sees and ultimately remembers, you know, in no matter how good the surgery is or how well things went, more often than not, they will base the success or the failure in some cases on how their wound heals and is it comfortable and can they take a shower and can they get back to their normal life? And the PA plays a real big role in help establishing that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a big role in the OR. I mean, I used to have a contest with my doc about who had the better scar, and I always won, and he hated it. But he would probably argue that point with me, but it was always something. Yeah. So regarding educational content, I know Ethicon is certainly big on PA education, but what's available, and what do you think will be coming down the pike? I mean, what kinds of things can we look forward to from Ethicon as far as helping our PA colleagues and members learn more about wound closure and such?
Sure. So from an educational, you know, offering perspective, you know, there's a couple of things, but, you know, both things that are available now and then things that are coming down the pike to your point. I think one of our latest offerings is a new program called the Ethicon Expert Exchange. And this is a virtual one-on-one hands-on wound closure training session that allows the learning PA, you know, to customize the agenda based on their current skill set. You know, they work with one of our faculty members, and then based on the skills they're trying to acquire, they can get together in a virtual environment, you know, take advantage of new technologies, whether it be via Zoom or other technologies that are readily available, and have some of that one-on-one connection. So we call that the Expert Exchange. In addition, we have our live didactic, you know, courses, you know, and these are, you know, currently in COVID times, webinars led by national faculty, expert faculty, who help to navigate the healthcare landscape, which, as you know, we've been part of the Spine and Ortho PA Summer Series, you know, a three-part webinar series executed in this past July and August. But that's an example of the types of programs that we're now hosting. They're designed specifically for the PA community. And then in terms of what's coming down the pike, you know, really exciting to announce that on our Johnson & Johnson Institute.com website, there'll be a PA-specific section of that site, you know, an online hub, if you will, which would be a great offering that contains, you know, the archived on-demand webinars, the technique videos, testimonials, and other information specifically designed for our PA community. We'll be further building out our live programming nationally and locally. You know, when we get back and ultimately get back into hosting live programs, face-to-face programs, we're thinking about, you know, day and a half programs with our expert faculty. We may continue to bolster that, you know, pre-program with a webinar, and then we would come to a live program and follow up with the material on JohnsonandJohnsonInstitute.com. So lots of exciting happenings, and we're really looking forward to the continued partnership.
Thanks for that information. I want our listeners to know that that's going to be available soon. Ethicon's also going to host the PAOS, the Ortho PAC podcast. So keep that in mind as well. And we really appreciate that. That helps us to get our information out. You know, you had mentioned about the pandemic, and we've all been affected by that a lot. I mean, our meetings have been shut down. We're not having any CME other than what we've recorded and we have online. It's one of the reasons why we started the podcast, so we can maintain communication with our members. But I know industry's been locked down as well, the last I'd heard, through the end of the year. But, you know, it's just been tough for everybody. And one of the big things that we need for our members is education. So having an additional resource that's available is big at this point. As everybody knows, or they don't know, industry doesn't really sponsor CME content or whatever, but they help organizations put on conferences that do get awarded or can award the CME content. It's just a clear distinction there. When I talk about CME, I know folks in the industry get nervous, but anyways, I think that having an additional resource, you know, how-to videos, all that, I think that's just really awesome. And I'm excited to see what it looks like when it comes out.
Well, thank you. We're very excited to bring it to the market and to, you know, to partner with the team to bring it forward.
Yeah. And, you know, I also at this point want to acknowledge Ethicon as a leader in wound closure education. Not only have we had support to be able to put on our meetings to offer CME, but we've also had quite a bit of support with breakout sessions, learning, hands-on training, and that at our conferences. And we really couldn't do that without help. So really appreciate that. I'm just curious, what does that mean for Ethicon to be able to, you know, present at our meetings and that sort of thing?
Sure. So for us, you know, it's really all about enabling and improving patient outcomes. You know, we have, you know, a stated goal at Ethicon of shaping the future of surgery. And within our educational, you know, offerings through Ethicon and through Johnson & Johnson Institute, our goal is to be the trusted educator of our customers and healthcare professionals. So when I think about, you know, keeping the patient in mind and really thinking ultimately about how can we improve those outcomes and how can we live into our vision, for me, the work that we've done with PAOS and, you know, and the acknowledgement and the partnership that we have together, it really helps us live into that. It helps us bring new innovation and new training to the PA audience, and ultimately allows us all to serve you know, the patient community in a much better way as we go forward.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate everything that's been done and that we hope will continue in the future. You know, you had mentioned the expert exchange and some other items that are available. We're starting this for PAOS members, where new members, especially new student members, will get a wound closure practice set. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Sure. So the Suture Ed program is a modular program that'll be featured on JohnsonandJohnsonInstitute.com, as I mentioned, on the PA section. And it's a series of modules. Upon completion of various milestones in the modules, members of the PA community are then eligible to receive practice materials, demo kits, you know, and other materials that would allow them to then practice their skills. So we feel it's a real nice way to bring that blended learning approach where they can do some independent work on their own in the online environment. We then fulfill with a sample or a knot tying board or other materials that would allow them to practice, and then potentially even follow that up with some of the virtual hands-on instruction that we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's so much that's being offered here, and I want our members to understand that it's available. Once we get on the other side of this pandemic and hopefully get back to our next meeting, we're shooting for spring. The hotels don't even know what they're doing yet, so it's kind of difficult to plan. As I'm sure you've heard this before with your folks.
No question.
So, you know, once we get it all sorted out, we'll probably have meetings. I'm guessing it'll be a smaller number than what we've had in the past. But, you know, having the support really helps us to be able to put these meetings on. So once again, I want to thank Ethicon J&J for helping us with that. And I'm excited about having our podcast reach hopefully a lot of folks. So even if you're not a PA, if you're working out there and you hear this, please share it with your clients and such and let them know that it's available. There are a lot of PAs that work in orthopedics that, you know, unfortunately don't know we exist. So it would be helpful to put it out there. And any other thoughts or things you'd like to share with our listeners while I've got you?
I would just say overall, you know, Sam, it's been a great opportunity to work together thus far. We're really looking forward to continuing the partnership with PAOS. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned earlier, you know, our common goal of improving patient outcomes, we know we have an unbelievable opportunity to elevate the skills of the PA community and do that in a collaborative fashion. And then ultimately, you know, I think there's another emerging opportunity to continue to gain insights. Insights for future innovation, future training programs, future resources that would be valuable to your audience. And we're really looking forward to, again, continuing to work together and bring those offerings, you know, back to the marketplace.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you coming on and sharing your time with us and your thoughts. And folks, Rich Merklinger from Ethicon J&J.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you for joining the OrthoPAC podcast. Physician Assistants in Orthopedic Surgery is a professional organization dedicated to providing common direction for PAs in orthopedics. Learn more about membership at paos.org.